Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich will have the opening bell at 5, and my buddy, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. That's also the number that you can text to for your requests and call later for your request for Fly Jams Friday. Yeah, it's Fly Jams Friday. We'll be getting ready for that coming up a little bit later on. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies, and coming up also is You Big Dummy, and we'll crown our Dummy of the Week. All right. So, you know, we always talk about, you know, phrases and unique euphemisms and language and stuff like that, and regional terms that are different than, you know, in other places. My favorite is when Dobie Maxwell, who is a very funny stand-up comedian who happens to be from Wisconsin, where a while back, an ATM was referred to as a time machine. It was T-Y-M-E, T-Y-M-E, and they used to call it time machines. And Dobie Maxwell had this this bit in his set where he would say, you can imagine the look on a person's face when I walked up to them and said, excuse me, where's the closest time machine? You know, and the response was usually, I don't know, Doc Brown, check your DeLorean, you know, is that kind of thing. So I love that there are different regional sort of phrases. And, you know, like, obviously, you know, one of the big ones here in Chicago is pop. Instead of soda and all that. But we have a bunch of regional words for vomiting. Now, there's already a lot of great euphemisms for vomiting. And it was Dan Paul Dixon, remember when he was on with us a couple of weeks ago about the Leo DeRocher book?
Right.
He actually is in the Guinness Book of World Records because he has the most, he listed the most euphemisms for being drunk.
Right.
And do you remember how many there were? It's a mind-boggling amount, like crazy. But it was the most, the drunk has the most, you know, alternate euphemisms. And there's, I mean, right off the top of your head, there's smashed, there's blitzed, there's, you know, well, in your case, Dan, there's schmidt-faced.
Very true.
You can remind everybody that. We haven't told that in a long time. This involves your wife. Tell this story because it's really fantastic.
It involves Timothy B. Schmidt of the Eagles.
Right. He's not Don Henley. He's not Glenn Frey.
Right.
He's not Joe Wall. He's the other guy.
He sings that one song.
Yeah.
By the way, 2,231 terms for being drunk.
2,231 terms for being drunk.
Right. So Timothy B. Schmidt was in town with the Eagles, and at that time her brother was a bit of a wild man, and they ran into each other at a watering hole, and he and Timothy B. Schmidt went on a bunch of adventures together, and Timothy B. Schmidt ended up returning back to my wife's parents' house with her brother, and he passed out on the couch, face down. So when my wife, who was in high school at the time, came down and saw this guy sleeping on the couch, she, like, poked at him and woke him up. And he called the cab, and they had he and Eileen's mom had, like, some tea and some biscuits. And then he got in his cab and went to the private jet at O'Hare and flew on to the next gig.
Well, it's one of the best stories of all time, and it really is one of the best stories ever. And the key to why it's so great, it's because it's Timothy B. Schmidt. The story would not be as good if it were Don Henley. You know what I mean? Or if it were
Glenn. Right.
And you would expect Joe Walsh to crash on somebody's couch. That you expect that from Joe Walsh. But it's Timothy B. Schmidt. I just love that. And then, of course, you coined the phrase Schmidt-faced.
Right. Anytime you end up face down on a couch.
That's one of my favorite stories, man. We hadn't heard that one in a long time. I don't think, Vic, did you ever hear that story?
That is a great story, and it's the first time I've ever heard it.
How about you, Esmeralda? Is it the first time you heard it?
No, I've heard it before.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. So, Vic, you're new to that story.
Schmidt-faced.
Timothy B. Schmidt. If I remember correctly, he sang the song I Can't Tell You Why. Can you find that, Dan? The Eagles, I Can't Tell You Why. That's one of the songs. I don't know if he sang any more than that, but I know that he sang that song. I Can't Tell You Why, which is the song they play at the end of one of my favorite movies ever, Shoot the Moon. which might be a term for puking. Shoot the Moon, which is the best movie ever made about divorce, because you know they're so pleasant, those movies. But it ends with that song. Do we have a little bit of Timothy B. Schmidt? Picture him singing that face down on Eileen's couch. Oh man! See how did her brother end up hanging out? What did they do? Did he run into him after the show?
Well, so her brother at the time was dancing with Michael Flatley. He was one of the ensemble cast of Lord of the Dance.
Right.
And so it was one of those things where they were just out and about at the same, you know, venue that was nearby to both of where they were performing.
I so love that story. I just do. All right. So we've got, like, your basic words for vomiting. There's puke, right? That's the classic. Puke is the classic, correct? There's hurl, right? Barf. And praying to the porcelain god. That's another one that's pretty good. But these are some different ones that are regional, and I'm sure we have many more. See, one of them is throw up one's boots. Ever been so sick that you feel like you're disgorging your Doc Martens? This phrase is for you, meaning to vomit profusely, throw up your boots, might be heard in Michigan and Washington. In California and Connecticut, you might hear throw up your boot heels. In Colorado, New York, and Ohio, it's heave up your boots. In Alaska, it's heave up your boot heels. So you're throwing up so hard that your shoes actually go up through your mouth. I've never heard that before. Throw up one's boots. How about this? Throw up one's toes. I guess once the shoes are out, the toes go next, I guess. This is another way to say vomit violently, especially in the north. In Michigan, California, New York, and Wisconsin, you might say heave up your toes. In Ohio, turn up your toes. And in Illinois, vomit clear from your toes. Wait a minute. I've never heard. I lived in Illinois for almost 52 years. I've never heard. Esmeralda, have you ever heard vomit clear from your toes?
No.
I mean, it's a yeah.
The next one, vomit from your calves?
Yeah, you just keep vomiting up and your body continues to disappear as you vomit more. When you get to vomit up your neck, it's all over at that point.
Well, you don't have a stomach anymore.
Right, that's right, because the stomach is gone. Even more variations include vomit up your toenails. Oh. Throw up everything but your toenails. Erp your toenails up, and if you're really in a bad way, throw up your boots and toenails. Like I said, I live in Illinois. I've never heard vomit clear from your toes. I've just never heard that before. I like it. I'm not saying it's bad. It's very descriptive. But yeah. All right. Here's Homer on WGN. Hey, Homer.
Hey, Nick, how's it going?
All right, buddy, what's up?
Yeah, we used to use, our buddies get drunk or something. He said, yeah, he did a street pizza. You know, he made a street pizza.
He made a street pizza?
Yeah. And I don't know if that's, I can't remember where I heard it at, but I live in northwest Indiana there. I don't know if it's really from around there. I just heard it somewhere.
Okay,
you know?
All right.
That's the only dude, you know?
He made a street pizza. I like that one, Homer. I like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Okay, cool. Thank you, man. Have a good weekend.
Okay, good show, Nick.
Thanks, buddy. Later. Appreciate it. There you go. He made a street pizza. You ever hear that, Dan?
No, but we did have like two other callers who called it in.
Really? Wow, I've never heard that one before. That's good. Were they also from Indiana? Do you know?
One was from downstate. I don't know about the other one. And real quick, Andrew in Alabama couldn't hang on, but he had Australian visitors. And what the one guy visited who said after he had a little too much to drink was that I'm George in the Thunderbox while he was throwing up. Georgian in the Thunderbox.
Georgian in the Thunderbox?
Is that like the name George or J O R?
I like to think it's both ways.
Georgian in the Thunderbox. That was a band I was in high school. Yeah!
Or Jorgein.
Or Jorgein in the Thunderbox? That's the Spanish version of it. The why didn't he just say Chunder? That's what he's an Australian dude. That's what he's supposed to say. Hey, Esmeralda, you remember you answered that correctly from Skip Skipley. What Chunder means, because we were doing the Down Under.
I know my men at work.
You know you've been... Hey, by the way, I told this to Esmeralda after the interview. Dan, I almost called Skip Haynes Skip Skipley. I did. I almost said, okay, Skipley, but it didn't. I'm glad I didn't, because then there'd be a lot of explaining to do. All right, let's take a break. We come back. We got more regional terms for vomit. And if you want to jump in for any other regional terms that you think are funny, 312-981-7200. It don't necessarily have to be about vomiting, but that's what we're talking about now. 312-981-7200. By the way, Dan, when we come back, because since we're on the subject, I'm going to talk about my favorite vomit scenes in movies. Because there are some great vomit scenes in movies. And I'll tell you the number one greatest vomit scene in movie history. I'll tell you that. That's a tease. That's why I'm getting the plaque, Dan. Because I talk about stuff like this. That's why I'm going into the Walk of Fame. Yeah, man. Hi. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday is coming up. Dan's going to jump into the TARDIS and become DJ Shagru. Vic is going to be Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V. Esmeralda will be spinning on her head like a lunatic. Esmeralda the Heartmelda. And I'll be Wiki Wiki Nikki, and that's all coming up. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. Okay, so we've been talking about euphemisms for vomiting and other euphemisms. Before we get back to that, my favorite vomit scenes of all time. Okay, you ready? The greatest vomit scene in the history of films, and I think everybody would know this, is from Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. By the way, one of my dad's favorite scenes in the history of movies, I remember when we had VHS, we had Meaning of Life on VHS. My dad would rewind that scene over and over and over again. When he offers him the mint at the end, it's a whiff of thin. I mean, Esmeralda, have you ever seen Monty Python's Meaning of Life?
Yeah.
That scene is just unbelievable. Better get a bucket, I'm going to puke. On to the cleaning lady. Remember the cleaning lady comes out to clean up the vomit that's already there? All right, so there it is. All right, and a close second, a very, very close second, almost a tie, is Team America World Police, which is, it's hilarious because it's a marionette puking, but it's like taking, if you've not seen it, it goes on for like 4 minutes. It's like the longest puppet puke scene ever filmed. And by the end of it, he's like in an alley throwing up. By the end of it, they pull the camera back up and there's like a river of vomit in the alley. You've seen that movie, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That scene, I'm telling you, is the hardest I laughed. And that is a very funny movie. A very funny movie. But that's my favorite scene. In the movie. It's the hardest I laughed. And I remember when I went back and saw that movie at the Bruin View like 5 or 6 times, and that scene just destroyed every single time. And then I'm trying to think of the other one. Of course, The Exorcist. Classic. Classic. Are there other classic vomit scenes? Those are the top three, I would imagine. Esmeralda, can you think of any other good vomit scenes?
No, none that come to mind.
I'm trying to think. There's got to be more.
My favorite ones are anytime Jim Carrey does the almost.
Oh, the gagging?
A little
in my
mouth. He's great at that.
Yeah, he is great at that. Oh, man. All right, so we've got, hold on, we got a bunch of texts coming in about euphemisms for vomiting. 205 says, I've heard the Australian term is just yelling George, as in I was yelling George last night. See, it sounds like George when you're vomiting. It sounds like you're saying George, yelling George. George! That's what it is.
Or I think it's just like, I was yelling George last night, like that, just the two phrase, the two-word phrases.
Yelling George? Okay.
You know, if we're going to go international here, I've got one.
Okay. If we're going internet, we are going international, sure.
Bushusuru is a what the Japanese people. Do you remember back in the early 90s when President Bush, H.W.,
yeah, oh, yeah.
He puked on the prime minister?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a big thing in Japan when that happened. It was funny to them, and they actually coined the term Bush. I think it was Bushusuru.
And the first four letters were Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I think it means to do the Bush is what it means. To do the Bush.
So I've never heard puke that before.
Among the young people, if you were going to puke, they would say, oh, he did the Bush or Bushusuru.
Bushusuru. That's great. That's great. Esmeralda, you were way too young. Do you remember Bush throwing up at the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the flu or something.
Yeah.
Fainted, I think.
Fainted, and it was just, yeah. That's a fantastic term, though.
Right.
That's great. All right, we got a break here, and we'll come back and talk more. It's Vomit Talk here on WGN. We'll take a break. The news is next. Yeah, man. Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Friday morning, all the Friday regular features are coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, and of course, Fly Jams Friday. For requests and all that stuff, 312-981-7200. All right, we're back. And, I just remembered, Esmeralda, I just remembered another fantastic vomit scene.
What's that?
From a movie. All right, it's a movie that that hardly anybody has ever seen. But it's called Dead Bang. All right,
mm-hmm.
And it's a Don Johnson movie.
Oh boy!
Yeah, Don Johnson movie from the 80s, late 80s, I want to say 89 or something. Dead Bang. He plays an alcoholic cop in it. Okay, so he went out on a bender, and he gets up early the next morning because they're planning like a raid on a building. And so it's like hot out, and he's got a terrible, terrible, you know, like awful hangover. So he is part of this, and so some guy runs away runs on foot away from the raid, and so he has got to chase him. So Don Johnson's got to chase him. So now he's running. He's got a horrible, horrible, horrible hangover, alcoholic hangover, and it's hot out, and he chases this guy on foot. For, you know, really a long time. And then he grabs him, gets into a fist fight with him. They get into a fight. And he punches him and ends up, like, knocking him out. So while he's on top of him, about to handcuff him, he's straddling the guy. And the guy is face up, not face down on the ground. He's face up on the ground. He's holding the guy. He's trying to hold the guy down. All of a sudden, he's like, ugh, ugh, bleh, and he throws up all over the guy.
Oh.
like vomits all over the guy. And then the guy wakes up and goes, what the hell, man? it works on two levels because you never see that in a, you know, in a movie. If they're trying to make a movie about like an alcoholic, you know what I mean, or somebody mm-hmm. who's drunk or has a hangover, and then they have to do something physical or really, they, you know, it's not realistic. That's realistic. Throwing up on that guy at that moment is realistic. You know, but when you see guys act like superheroes after they've had, you know, 10 cases of tequila, you know, and not have any sort of physical reaction to it at all, that's a lie. So at least in Dead Bang, it was just very truthful. It's also very funny and very unexpected.
Oh, he could have turned.
Oh, just right all over the guy.
Just slight turn to the side.
It's so funny. This is the best. The best. All right. We got some other euphemisms coming in. Let's see. Steve says the Technicolor yawn. I've heard that. That's a good one. Hey, how about the band Soul Coughing? That's vomiting. That's what they named their band after that. I've always wondered how Ralph got associated with puking. I think it's because you make that sound. Ralph! 815 area code, blow chow. Steve says blowing chunks. All very good. Stephanie says the Witches of Eastwick puke scene. Oh, yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, Veronica Cartwright. And he puts a curse on her, and she throws up, is it cherry pits? I think it's like she just keeps vomiting cherry pits all over the place. George Miller directed that movie, which is the only movie that George Miller made that I don't like. And he doesn't like it. I watched an interview with him, and he said the only movie that he made that he doesn't like is Witches of Eastwick. And I'm like, oh, good, I don't want to feel guilty about one of my favorite filmmakers ever. And then 815 and eight other texters, stand by me. Oh, yeah. That's classic. During the pie-eating contest, right? And he just starts puking all over the stage and on people and stuff. You remember that as well? You've seen Stand By Me, right?
Oh, God, I haven't seen it in forever.
Isn't that right, Dan? It's the pie-eating contest, the big fat kid?
Where's Morgan Freeman?
Sorry, that's what I want to say. Remember, Esmeralda, somebody got confused between Lean On Me and Stand By Me, and they were describing Stand By Me, but they called it Lean On Me, and I was like, what? Because Lean On Me was Morgan Freeman. They used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they can call me Batman when he's the principal. What was the mix up, Dan? How did they describe it?
Oh, I can't remember that part now.
The dead body or something? Is there a dead body? And I'm like, ooh, what dead body? Morgan Freeman with the baseball? He didn't kill anybody in that movie. 815 area code says, good vomit scene from Problem Child. But I've only seen that movie once. You know who's seen it a bunch of times? Dan, you take one guess. You know who the star of that movie is?
The star is John Ritter. So yeah. I mean, Andy Herman.
Andy Herman.
Yeah,
he's probably seen it 412 times. Here's another little tidbit of little trivia tidbit for you. Little Problem Child tidbit trivia. That's the movie that's playing in the movie theater in Cape Fear when Robert De Niro is laughing his ass off and smoking a cigar. You guys remember that scene? He's disturbing Nick Nolte and his family by laughing his ass off during Problem Child.
They're disturbed because he's laughing.
That's probably, yeah. I mean, that's the reason why I find that scene disturbing. It has nothing to do with how loud and how obnoxious he is. It's just the fact that somebody would find Problem Child amusing. And to that extent. Oh, man. Here's Steve in Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
Okay, now you got to remember the scene. It wasn't visually graphic, but when Terry the Toad and American Graffiti was getting sick.
Oh, yeah.
And the older couple. I had a dog that got sick like that once.
Yes, yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about that. That's such a great movie. Oh, man. All right, Steve. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Okay. Real quick, just a couple of more euphemisms, and then I'll let you know what's coming up on the Outside the Loop radio. In South Carolina, they say cascading. I'm going to cascade. It's not bad. To air someone's pouch, I'm going to air my pouch. That's a Texas term. Feeding the fishes. If you get it's a nautical term about being seasick. Well, he's going to feed the fishes. And then there's, of course, Ralph, York, tossing one's cookies, blowing your groceries, losing your groceries. And this one, I believe, might be my favorite that I never heard before, Esmeralda. Heave up Jonah.
Oh, like the whale?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I like that one.
That's a great one. I'm going to heave up Jonah. And the little quote says, in case you're not familiar with the Old Testament story, Jonah was swallowed by a whale, lived in its belly for 3 days, and then was unceremoniously spit up. Hence, heave up Jonah, meaning to hurl. It's used in the North and North Midland. Heave up Jonah. That's a good one, man. I like that. All right. So, all right. Thanks for all the contributions. I'm surprised I forgot Stand By Me, because that really is a legendary puke scene. So, But still, Meaning of Life and World Police and Team America. That's the. Those are the best. The best.